Hey there, firm owners. I'm Ryan Lozanis, and you're listening to the Future Firm Accounting Podcast, the place where you'll get one actionable lesson each episode to help systematize your accounting firm so you can earn more while working less. Today, I want to give you a peek under the hood of what my firm's sales process looked like and why I designed it that way. I think you will get some interesting inspiration to use in your firm's sales process so that you can land more clients at better prices. To be clear, it took me many years to land on a sales process that worked well, and no doubt the process was not perfect, but I was very much a fan of it. Also, I will note that it was not the shortest sales process out there. But generally, if you are looking to charge upmarket prices, a longer sales process will usually yield better results than a shorter one. A longer sales process is typically more effective, though less efficient, so you need to weigh what's most important for you. Okay, to get started, we would generally receive inquiries through our website. We would have a button on our website to get a free assessment of a client's business to determine which package would be suitable for them and the results they were seeking. When they clicked on the free assessment button, they would land on a very simple form where they would provide their name, email address, and answer one multiple choice question for what they were looking for help with. We kept this form simple on purpose. The more you ask for in a form, the lower your conversion rates will be. Sometimes I see some firms ask a ton of questions to the client before even capturing their information. This would seriously hurt conversions. On our end, we opted to prioritize conversion rates as this allowed us to capture and track their contact information. But after they completed this form and provided their contact information, they would be led to a second form, which allowed us to collect more information for the discovery call. This information would be about 10 questions where they would have to answer on a scale of 1 to 10, so it was pretty quick for them to run through it. And here, what I wanted to do was capture which areas of their business they found most painful when it came to their accounting. For instance, one question would be, "The thought of an audit concerns me," and then they'd have to answer on a scale of 1 to 10. If someone would answer a 9 yet on the call, I found out they were doing their own books and had a lot of mistakes. Selling them a bookkeeping service would not only be easy, but I know that by eliminating this concern of theirs, I could charge a lot more than for someone who didn't have this concern. So my questions were less about understanding scope of work and more about understanding what's bothering or stressing them out. This is the key to landing more clients at better prices. On that same page, they were prompted to schedule a call with me. And once the call was scheduled, they would receive an email letting them know that I was looking forward to chatting with them. But in that email, I'd also note what my firm's starting prices were as well. At this point, I would shake out the very price sensitive where they would cancel the meeting. This part of the sales process was also testing potential clients for a few things. First, I wanted to see if they were tech savvy enough to go through this process online and schedule a virtual meeting. And second, I wanted to see if the client would cooperate and complete the forms. If the client never booked a call and only completed the first form, then we'd be able to follow up with them as well. Then I'd jump on a discovery call with the potential client and spend about 45 minutes to an hour learning about what our scope would be, but also learning about what would drive value for them. Once I understood that, I'd schedule a second call with them to present them three proposal options that I've put together in a gold, silver, and bronze format at three different price points. We won't go through why I did it in this fashion in this episode, but many past podcast episodes and blog posts of mine describe this a bit more. On that second call, I would share my screen and run through the three tiers of service I'm proposing and then ask them to select the one they like best. Then I'd email out an engagement letter that very clearly defines expectations and scope of work at the monthly fixed price that was agreed upon. And really, that's what my sales process looked like. I chose to spend a bit more time in this episode on the initial steps of our sales process, as I think it's an interesting approach that I haven't seen others take, and I wanted to provide my rationale for that approach in this episode. So that just about does it for today. Hopefully that helps, and if you're looking for help when it comes to unlocking freedom and flexibility in your firm, then you'll want to check out my Future Firm Accelerate online coaching program. You'll get step-by-step, self-paced training on how to quickly systematize your firm so that you can earn more while working less. You'll get coaching whenever you need more help, and you'll join a community of 750 plus modern firm owners who are all helping each other out. For more info, just head on over to www.futurefirmaccelerate.com. So that's all for today. Hope you found today's episode helpful, and I'll catch you in the next one. Take care.